بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
يا أيها النبي اتق الله ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين إن الله كان عليما حكيما.
O Prophet, fear Allah and do not obey the unbelievers and the hypocrites. Verily, Allah is all-knowing, most wise.
واتبع ما يوحى إليك من ربك إن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا.
Follow that which is revealed to you from your Lord. Verily, Allah is fully aware of all that you do.
وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا.
Put your trust in Allah. Allah is sufficient as guardian.
ما جعل الله لرجل من قلبين في جوفه وما جعل أزواجكم اللائي تظاهرون منهن أمهاتكم وما جعل أدعياءكم أبناءكم ذلكم قولكم بأفواهكم والله يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل.
Allah has never put two hearts within one person's body, nor has He made your wives, whom you compare to your mother's backs, to divorce them, your true mothers, nor has He made those whom you adopt as sons, your own sons. These are only words that you utter with your mouths. But Allah proclaims the truth and directs you to the right path. These are only words that you utter with your mouths. Zihar means to declare one's wife to be like one's mother.
ادعوهم لآبائهم هو أقسط عند الله فإن لم تعلموا آباءهم فإخوانكم في الدين ومواليكم وليس عليكم جناح فيما أخطأتم به ولكن ما تعمدت قلوبكم وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
Call your adopted sons after their true fathers. That is more equitable in the sight of Allah. But if you do not know their true fathers, then regard them as your brethren in faith and as allies. You will not be taken to task for your mistaken utterances, but you will be taken to task for what you say deliberately. Allah is most forgiving, most compassionate.
النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم وأولو الأرحام بعضهم أولى ببعض في كتاب الله من المؤمنين والمهاجرين إلا أن تفعلوا إلى أوليائكم معروفا كان ذلك في الكتاب مسطورا.
Surely, the Prophet has a greater claim over the believers than they have over each other, and his wives are their mothers. According to the Book of Allah, blood relatives have greater claim over each other than the rest of the believers and the emigrants in the cause of Allah, except that you may do some good to your allies if you so wish. This is inscribed in the Book of Allah.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا.
And call to mind O Prophet, when we took the covenant from all prophets, and also from you, and Noah, and Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, the son of Mary, peace be upon them. We took from them a solemn covenant. We took from them a solemn covenant.
In this verse, God reminds the prophet, peace be upon him, that like all other prophets, he too had made a solemn covenant with God, a covenant that he should follow strictly. If one bears in mind the preceding verses, it is evident that the covenant consisted of the prophet's commitment to obey God's every command and to ask others to do the same. The covenant also comprised the prophet's commitment to faithfully convey God's commands to others and to spare no effort in putting them into effect. This covenant has also been mentioned at several other places in the Quran. For example, in Al-Baqarah 2:83, Al-Imran 3:187, Al-Maidah 5:7, Al-Araf 6:169-171, and Al-Shura 42:13.
ليسأل الصادقين عن صدقهم وأعد للكافرين عذابا أليما.
So that their Lord may question the truthful about their truthfulness. As for the unbelievers, He has kept a painful chastisement in store for them.